QDAQXQ testing, Burton.
N8RHK. N8WET, N8WET, N8RHK. N8WET, N8WET, N8RHK. You on frequency this morning, Jeremy? November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, testing Michigan, clear. N8RHK. Is anybody on frequency this morning? N8RHK. N8RHK, looking for contact this early morning. Nothing heard. N8RHK, Chesaning, Michigan, will be clear.
K8LDF, fumble listening. K8LDF.
Ah, morning. Perfect timing. Just got off the treadmill. Happy Friday.
Off the treadmill. Yeah. Good deal. And you're breaking up quite a bit there in the repeater, so I'm not sure if your battery's like low or what.
How's your week been going? Everything going all right? Keeping you busy, working over at all, or getting out on time?
I don't know if on the overtime. Yesterday I ended up not working overtime. Ended up meeting my wife over at the car dealership. She ended up getting her brand new 2025 track, so she's liking it. It took a while. Was getting the GM discount. You have to do it because the dealership will not do it no more for you because there's too many shady salesmen in the dealership that were using somebody else's discount code for their friends and yeah, so you have to go online, and I had my dad on the phone and I asked you a string of questions that you gotta answer in 5 minutes. And if you don't answer them correctly, your code is delayed. So that's what ended up happening, is the code was delayed because he couldn't remember. Like 87 years old, so I would imagine. So anyways, we had to wait a few extra days. And finally, yesterday was the day he ended up getting the code in the mail through FedEx and taking a picture of the code and sending it to my wife, and then she informed the dealership, and bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, we test drove one of those Chevy Tracks last year. It wasn't a bad vehicle. It's got a tiny little engine in it. I can't remember if it was a 1.2 or 1.5 or 1.6, something like that. Turbocharged. Did she buy it or lease it?
Bought it off, right? 1.2. Turbocharged. Yeah, it's no different than the Chevy Blazer. So. Yeah. We test drove both of them, just in case, you know. And the only thing really different between that and the Chevy Blazer Tracker is a little taller, a little wider wheelbase. Rode kind of like a lumber wagon, really. It was really stiff feeling. So, ended up going from that and then driving the tracks. And perfect height for her. She's not 5 foot, so she's like only 4 foot. 4 foot 8, 4 foot 9. So it's perfect for her getting in and out of. She's not fighting. Getting in and out. But the inside, the interior, the dashboard, and everything is exactly the same as the Chevy Blazer. Pretty damn close. I mean, it's like, not much. And it's got the pretty cool app on it. You can start the car up from your phone. It's connected to your phone and let you know when you need your next oil change coming up, when to make your appointment. It's totally amazing what these new cars can do now.
KV to RVP?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can even diagnose, you know, you get a check engine light. You can bring up the app and it'll tell you what it is. Yeah, they're real quiet down the road. I believe I like it better than a lot of the new cars because they're all CVTs. I believe the Trax is still a regular transmission. Only thing that they changed on them, and it made it really quiet, is they didn't put a timing chain on the Trax. It's got a wet timing belt, which is something that Ford's been experimenting with, and GM now incorporating in some of the vehicles. Have to change the timing belt at a certain interval. There's an inner bracket and they're able to change it. I guess it's quite a job to change it. That's the only question mark on those engines. But it does make it a lot quieter to have the timing belt. Just something to check on if it's 100,000 or whatever the interval is to change it. Kind of weird that they're doing this with these engines now. They have a belt that's bathed in oil. I just watched a review on another vehicle. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was a V6 and it had two timing chains, one for each bank. But it was a Ford. It was in the new Ford Explorer with the 3-liter timing chain for each bank, but it's got a wet belt for the oil pump, and it's quite a job to change it. And they're like, why did they go with a wet time or a wet belt for the oil pump, but everything else is changed? Kind of crazy.
Step out, cats. Something else, isn't it? Technology. Design. Yeah, step out. We gotta get some gas in that Meyer. K-A-A-L-V-F. Be right back.
KB there, VP. Okay, we got you back in there, Chris. Yeah, the belts are different on all the cars. Like, Patty's car has one long serpentine belt. It's a 2-liter turbo on her Volkswagen. My ST, it's got two belts. It has a serpentine belt that runs everything but the air conditioning, and then for the air conditioning, it has a stretch belt there's no tensioner or anything you tighten. You have to have this special tool that has an angle to it. It fits in the groove on the pulley, and then you turn the engine, and it pulls it on. And there's another tool with a different angle, and it pulls it off. I changed those last year, both of them. Yeah, well, I don't know. It'll probably take her a long time. I don't think she drives a lot of miles, but she take a long time to get 100,000 miles on her track. KB8RB.
Takes forever for her. Mostly in town. Like you say, school's not that far from home where she works. Six blocks away. And longest distance point would be going to Livonia. Not as if she goes there every weekend, or will be going every weekend. But that'd be the longest point there. And then going up to the cottage, it's only 57 minutes away. So that's not much of a long drive either. So it'll take a long time before she sees 100,000 miles.
Well, it looks like weather-wise, won't need the heat on at work this afternoon. It's supposed to be in the 60s. Low 70s tomorrow, but they say tomorrow's going to be a watch the weather day. We'll see gust up to 45, 50 miles an hour, 80% chance of rain. Looks like rain in the morning and then thunderstorms in the afternoon. So batting everything down. You think 72 degrees, man, it'd be nice to get the weather well, but I don't know about 50 mile an hour wind gust. That might not be a good riding day.
I didn't know we were supposed to get that high wind. Huh. I guess anything's possible the way it keeps changing. Yeah, tonight I'm taking off the wheel hump bearing assembly off of a 2011 Terrain. I'm just doing one side for now. And it'd be the passenger side. So that's what I'll be doing today. After I get out of work, I gotta stop over at an auto parts store and pick up a couple of things. Other than that, I prefer to do it tonight. That way I don't have to do it over the weekend, and I can do whatever I need to do during the weekend. Might have a hard time getting that wheel hub off. Holy shit, there's deer. A whole herd of deer crossing this main road. Thing I was paying attention. Anyways, I don't remember what I was saying, but yeah, got my work cut up for me tonight. Be a long time before I ride my motorcycle. I wait until all the road all washed off from heavy rains. I see these guys out there already running around, and there's road salt everywhere. It'd be like riding on marbles. That's not for me. I wait for a couple good rains. Flush the roads real good.
Yep, you don't need to be riding on marbles and the hair patched all the potholes
today.
Our son
The plant is over here by the bay. Pretty cool over here.
Turn him on and get some. Went riding Monday and I think Tuesday.
Yeah, out of the air.
He said, "Man, these roads are terrible."
Alrighty, Mike. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Be safe. We'll catch you Monday, I guess.
I haven't passed the potholes yet.
Thanks for the ride.
That was kind of crazy.
Talk to you.
The main road, some of the main roads. Swerving around potholes. He said it was a lot different than riding in Florida. Crazy. Yeah, it was Saturday. Could get 1 to 2 inches of rain. Winds like 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 45 to 50. I've got the Channel 12 news app out of Flint, and every day you get a pop-up alert that's got a video and tell you what's coming up for the week, like on Monday, and then Thursday they send out another one, what's coming up for the weekend. They said Saturday is going to be their alert day for the week.
I'll check that out. And for some reason, I wasn't holding the repeater. I was like in and out. I'd look down, and I'm not even transmitting. Oh, you know why? Because I had that auto shut off or auto start. That was on. So when the engine's not running, and it just goes on battery, it kicked the radio out. Until I took my foot back off the brake. And just started back up. I usually turn that thing off. Alright, I got a skedaddle. 657. We'll catch you later. Have a good day, man. KB8RVP, KA8LDF. Have a good one.
Yep, time for me to punch in and start working. Same for you. Have a good weekend. Good luck on that brake job. Those wheel hubs can be something else. We'll see how it works when I talk to you next week. KB8RVP. I'll be clear.
You're a good boy. I might send you some pictures of how it's going. I could just see the steel, you know, corroded onto the aluminum knuckle. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, 73.
P-O-P-B.
KF8, BFO, monitoring.
Joey, Papalima Mike, KF8, BFO, do you copy?
Yes, how is my signal coming in?
Good, good, good signal here in Birch Run. Very good signal, good audio. How am I doing?
Perfect, yeah. I mean, there's still some, I would say, static in the background, but loud and clear.
Yeah, copy that. It was a good ride up here, and I was trying to determine the range of the Midland repeater, and I got some idea, at least going east, how far I can access that repeater, over.
If I recall correctly, you don't make it too far out in US-10 before you can't reach it. You both sound super.
Thank you. Yeah, when I was traveling up 70, or down 75, I was on the Milwaukee Bridge, and I was able to access the Midland repeater. Of course, you should be able to access almost any repeater in the state if you're up that high.
Yeah, that would be kind of an interesting experiment to do, to see how many repeaters you can hit on the Milwaukee.
Yeah, I would love to camp out on there, of course, not with cars, and get an HF antenna and just go to town up there. Hey, I'm impressed with the range of the repeater. It's amazing.
Midland as far as... pretty much almost Mount Pleasant that direction.
Sorry, I think I walked over you. Come on back.
I've gotten as far as almost Mount Pleasant and was still on the Midland repeater.
Yeah, I am trying to determine the transmit range of that repeater. It's in a low valley, and since we move it, it hasn't been performing well, so we're just trying to figure that one out.
Hey, I'm still of the opinion we asked the Presbyterians to put it on, and they're sure to treat it everywhere.
Well, there was a committee that went through and determined all the potential spots to move the antenna, and a lot of them were great from the point of height and everything, but we didn't get approval to move anywhere to any of those sites, so we're stuck where we're at right now. This is Kilo 8 Papalima Mike. I'm talking to KF8 BFO.
Well, I've made it home, and I have to go get ready to get Jonah, so I'm going to have to leave soon, but I'm glad our radios are still working. KF8 BFO, out.
All right, Christopher, have a good day, 73. Kilo 8, Papalima Mike. I'm here in Birch Run, and I'm monitoring.
KF8, BFO monitoring.
VHA mobile monitoring.
KC8IYE, KC8IYE, this is K8URV. You're around today, Bob? You heard KC8, KF8. KC8, you are me.
KC8VHA mobile monitoring. Hey, how's it going, KB8OLE?
Hi, I got my time wrong again. I got 8 frames.
Well, but don't pee your pants now and you get that stage fright up there.
I'm glad I can hear you today.
I just got a good spot here. Let me get something better set up here and then get the new antenna that we're waiting for the car. You'll be all set.
Awesome. Hey, I was thinking, you know, when we go on the little road trip next week?
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, I don't know if you wanted to go, if we wanted to go maybe see my dad, or my, you know, my dad at Cadillac Dad.
Cadillac Dad, no, I gotta see his car. Sure, we could probably do that, depending on how I'm feeling. I'm feel like I'm most of the way healed up.
You know what, maybe that's too far. I'm thinking now that you said that, you're making me reconsider a little bit. Maybe we should go on a little shorter jaunt first.
Mike's too old to go on.
We'll
feel
it
out of the
company.
See how it goes. We'll see, yeah. You know, if we get an antenna here at the house and a radio here, that we could probably do most of this trip, maybe all of it, simplex and not tie up the repeater system.
My work trip?
Yeah, that's with a good Omni, it'd go quite a ways. I got the Kenwood at the house. I mean, it should do it. We'd have to play around. That Super Gainer is a really, really high gain antenna. We're going to have to make sure that the standing wave is good. Up on top of the hill, Gary could hear me, but he couldn't talk to me. It's a good antenna. I just got to make sure to sweep it and see what it looks like on both the bands we're going to use it on.
Not
seeing
any gear tonight. 45
minutes until the spaceship goes ripping through the sky. My little sister's watching, and I hope everybody that can is. I hope that thing don't go off like a Roman candle.
Oh, I know. You do. That's the worst.
It sounds like Yolan's actually the one talking right now. I'd imagine he probably is. Said it sounded like Elon. Elon is the launch director. He was whoever was speaking sounds just like him. If this is real time, they're just pulling that arm away from it.
Yeah, is there a launch today, Mike?
Let me double with you. Hey, who's the call station?
Cadillac Dad.
you guys watching like a SpaceX launch or something? What's launching?
They scrubbed it 2 days ago, and there's 42 minutes left with Crew 10. They're supposed to be heading up. They got people on this one.
Yeah, all right. And are you watching it? Like, is there like a live stream somewhere?
Yeah, YouTube. It's on YouTube.
All right, right on. Thanks. I'll just go back to listening. 88CJ.
Right on. It's down there in Florida. The Kennedy Center. I've been down there, but it's been quite a few years. I've seen one go up. That was a satellite mission. That was, 5-6 years ago. 73, are you still there, Diane?
Yeah, I'm
going to 73
also. So,
CSA, CLS. Hey, don't let it break you too hard. I'll give you an update. KD800E.
Thank you.